Dictation for Christie, K-R-I-S-T-I, Griffith, G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H, August 17, 75, address as a letter to Dr. Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Powers, follow up for Christy. Renal transplant from identical twin. Last visit a year ago. Comes accompanied with husband. Has gained 20 pounds. Says to be eating healthy. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies urinary problems. She works on her feet most of the time. When she goes home, too tired to exercise, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Review system done extensively being negative. Only medication, Myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C. Did have a colonoscopy, which has been negative. Mammogram, pelvic, also negative. And she is over menopausal symptoms. Still has minor flushes. Blood pressure at home, 100s over 60s. Today was 97.69. Alert to the intestine 4, no respiratory distress. Skin mucosal normal. Respiratory cardiovascular normal. No abdominal distension, no tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, worsening kidney function. Baseline creatinine is usually 1.1 or less, presently is 1.59. If this is true, GFR of 39, stage 3B. Minor low sodium, normal potassium acid base, elevated calcium, normal albumin phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant from identical twin. Low level immunosuppressants with Myfortic. This is already 16 years since the transplant. A recent change of kidney function. She has gained real weight without evidence of edema. Will that be enough to explain the change of creatinine? Probably not. There is also elevated calcium. We are repeating chemistries, urine sample to activity for blood, protein, or cells, PTH to assess secondary or tertiary hyperparathyroidism. Depending on those results, we might do a kidney ultrasound and even potentially a renal biopsy. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of valium overload, no nephrotoxic medications, only so discussed with the patient and husband.